Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Mike Brest, he's the defense reporter at the Washington Examiner. And he's flagging a major national security story developing out of Syria. Now, we still have 1,000 troops there. It's something that we forget about quite often. And 3 Americans were killed last weekend in Syria by an ISIS fighter. And he is with us now. Mike Brest, welcome to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike, but I was upset about these deaths of our servicemen in Syria. Tell us the state of play in that country.
Yeah, so as you said, last weekend there was a tragedy in which 2 U.S. service members and a civilian interpreter were ambushed in Syria, and they were killed by an ISIS fighter who was subsequently killed by the nearby U.S. Forces. And so these service members their bodies have since been brought back to the United States. President Trump and Secretary Hegseth oversaw the dignified return. And so at this exact moment, there are roughly 1,000 U.S. troops still in Syria, and they are committed to and are a part of the overall Defeat ISIS mission, is what it's nicknamed. And so their objective is to ensure the lasting defeat of ISIS, to make sure they can't regain their footing and reconstitute and sort of get back to where they were about 10 years ago. And so the Trump administration back in April announced that they were going to consolidate the number of U.S. bases in Syria, and that way, as a result, would reduce the footprint in the country. But as I said, at this point, we still have about 1,000 troops in Syria.
Trump has made, he met with and has made very good noises towards Syria's new government. How's the new government in Syria doing? Are they getting control of that country? Are they operating humanely? Where are we, a year or so after Assad?
Yeah, so we are, as you said, about a year after Assad, and there are definitely hurdles and difficulties that they are experiencing. All of which are not unexpected, given what the country has gone through over the last year since the fall of Assad. And so the U.S. and President Trump have decided they want to try and help Syria figure out a more prosperous future. And so that's why, as you said, the president has talked highly of the new government, has welcomed the new Syrian president to the White House. And so the U.S. has gone as far as to lift some restrictions, both sanction-wise as well as some of the funds that the U.S. had effectively seized. That way they can try and sort of rebuild a better future for them. And so it hasn't been without hurdles and obstacles, but that wasn't necessarily a surprise.
Mike Brest is our guest. He's with the Washington Examiner. His reporting covers Syria, CENTCOM operations, and U.S. counterterror posture across the Middle East. All right, so what is CENTCOM investigating in terms of how this was allowed to happen?
So they were on, effectively a patrol. And so what was interesting is this ambush occurred in Palmyra, Syria, which is an area that had been controlled by Assad when he was ruling. So the fact that they were in this part of Syria is notable because it's an area where they wouldn't have been a year ago or previously. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to figure out who this individual was. There are reports that he had been, local authorities had been aware that he had been erratic, and there were questions about his ties and whether he had ties to ISIS. And so it's unclear how this individual, who had been flagged by his Syrian counterparts or Syrian officials, and yet was still able to get that close to U.S. service members. And so we haven't heard many details from this investigation and probably won't until it's concluded. But this is the first time we've seen service members killed in Syria since the fall of Assad. So it was a seminal moment for the continued U.S. presence in the country.
Now, initial reports had said that Syrian defense forces had killed this person. But you told us today it was actually American troops that took him down.
They were operating in tandem. So it's hard to tell exactly which bullet effectively was the one that did it. But they were operating in partnership, as they do many times. And so the U.S. and their defeat ISIS mission have troops in Syria and in Iraq. And what they try and do is both assist but also enable and train the local militaries that they trust to carry out these missions with a reduced U.S. presence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Did we learn anything from our occupation of Iraq that we're putting in place in Syria? A much smaller presence, obviously, and actually a smaller role in the takeover by Ahmed al-Shara and his forces. But have we learned anything? We haven't totally dismantled the government of Assad and its military, have we?
Well, so a lot of Assad's most loyal fighters either were killed when the takeover happened or had to put down their arms because they were outnumbered and their side, some of them surrendered. And so it's not clear how strong, I would say, Assad's previous backing had been. But there's still, as you said, ISIS has a presence there. The U.S. is there, along with several other countries, to try and ensure that ISIS can come back. And so there are military officials who believe the U.S. need to maintain the presence there to make that happen. And then there are critics who argue that the U.S. Can look towards Afghanistan, where the U.S. hasn't seen attacks emerge from Afghanistan and since the 4 years that they left, even though the country hasn't truthfully gotten much better, we haven't seen terror threats necessarily affect the homeland yet. And so there are people who argue that the U.S. should reduce its presence in Iraq and Syria because there wouldn't be American service members for ISIS to fire at if the U.S. were to leave.
Yeah. I remember the dispute he had with the military establishment when he tried to pull out of Syria in his first term. But this al-Sharaa embrace by Donald Trump was a gutsy move because he was a former terrorist. But Trump embraced him and the new government, and I think we received some side benefits from our new Arab friends. I think it was a very positive move. Have you found it to be such?
I think it's still very early in the broad lens of this. And so the Trump administration is very hopeful and are, I would say, optimistic that with the right leadership and working in partnership with the U.S. and other allies, that Syria can have a better future or a better tomorrow. But it still is very early in this process of figuring out what should happen, considering Assad was in power for so many decades.
And brutal control. Father, then son. Amazing stuff. Well, Mike Bress, thank you very much. Mike Bress from the Washington Examiner, we appreciate this analysis. And feel free to update us whenever the opportunity arises. We really would. People don't realize that this is a big deal, our troops being in Syria.
I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to you and the audience, and I hope you have a great holiday and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.